T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Ohio State taking on Penn State. Tomorrow, oh, did I say 3:30? I'm at noon. Sorry, man. Did I mess that thing up? Let me get the right time on that. Tim May knows. Hi, Tim May from the Dispatch.
Save us, Tim May. You're
well, only. Well, I said 3:30 because it should have been a 3:30 kick. It's a noon. I feel bad. I told them
no,
it was 3:30.
Should have been a. Should have. Well, most people think it should have been prime time.
Yes.
Prime time, but it's not. By the way, I like that that sports break there where the young lady was Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Yes.
Going for him and Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
That reminds me, I'm going to Tensuki Market as soon as I'm done with this.
Very nice.
Japanese market that has all the good things.
In Columbus?
Want.
Never been
yeah.
there.
Yeah, sushi. Sushi stuff at Kenny Center. It's in the Kenny Center at Kenny Road.
Oh, I know. Yeah, there was a huge Donato's Pizza there at one point, wasn't there?
Yes.
Right there?
Yeah,
is it still there?
So. I'm going to go along and say there was, just because I want to keep
well, no,
the,
they had that sign.
Going.
Like you were
I appreciate
just,
you keeping this
It
moving.
Was right on the other side of 315, and it was super old school. So yes. You'd come up the hill, you were going to Upper Arlington right there, and I don't know how you missed it. You know, it was like...
Yeah.
It was like the Wonder Bread sign in Columbus, too,
you
right?
You totally ruined my Japanese connection.
I mean,
my Japanese connection in the conversation had nothing to do with Donato's.
That's all right. I just told everybody kickoff is 3:30 tomorrow when it's actually noon. I keep forgetting. I can't stand these noon games. I'm sorry. I don't mind them.
I love the noon game because there's a lot of games I want to watch tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night after I get home about 7, 6:30.
I'm not complaining about it. I don't mind it every once in a while, but... you know, you got to wait until 2 weeks. I mean, like, that's the one thing that I don't like about college football. I don't like finding out the game, 10 days before sometimes? And, like, okay, a noon game every once in a while is all right. But, I mean, every week? Come on, man.
Wait a minute. Here's what you're not being honest.
I am.
What you don't like is finding out a week to 10 days before that the kickoff's not going to be when you want it to be. So you're being... You're having a selfish take right now.
I am not.
That's okay.
I am not.
But you know what? Because the world is run on ego. The world, the power that really, really pushes the free world is all about ego. And so there's nothing wrong with you showing your ego.
All right. Thanks, Tim. That made me feel
You're
better.
You're welcome.
I feel
You're
better.
Welcome.
I'm wallowing in my mistake, though. That's why I feel bad. All right, a week
ego,
off.
Wait a minute. Ego and profit. Go ahead now.
Oh, profit's not a bad idea.
Yeah, profit's
new. A week off. I mean, there's no question. They're ready for this game tomorrow. Should I even bother asking you that question?
Well, here's the thing. It's a question you could ask both teams. That's what's cool about it. Mm. You know, I don't want to hear this rust thing tomorrow. You know, just it is what it is. If there's rust to be shaken off, who knows what that even means, right? But it would be rust from both teams because Penn State, after getting edged by Iowa, also had the week off to get things even more straightened out after the catastrophic developments in its program, including the firing of the head coach and the injury gone for the season to Drew Aller, their starting quarterback, the week before they played at Iowa. So it goes both ways for both teams.
What do you expect from this Iowa offense without Drew Aller being there? Because that team I watched
against Penn State.
Yeah, sorry.
That's right.
Been spending too much time.
That's right.
My brain's broken. Anyway.
Everybody needs an ombudsman. Go ahead.
That's true. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I need an undo button for most of the things that I say.
Bingo.
So what do you make out of this Penn State offense without Drew Aller at the helm?
It's going to be a run game. Running game dominated. And of course, just when you think that they come in and throw the ball 50 times, right? But it should be with Ethan Grunkmeyer, who's basically from Olentangy High School, which is about 6 miles from where I'm standing right now. With him running the show now and stuff, he's a pretty good runner, decent thrower, pretty good runner with the ball, though. So you got to figure, and Terry Smith has even said it, their interim head coach, that they got to run the ball on Saturday, basically for two reasons. Number one, to move it, maybe. And number two, to maybe eat clock and make the game shorter, and give them more of a chance to get in the fourth quarter, of a chance to win it. So that's what I expect from them. They got two really good running backs, and we'll see if they can lean on them. Their offensive line has not been as good, maybe, as some people dominating, as some people maybe thought it would to this point. And then defensively, I'll just jump right into that. Also, their defensive front is not as dynamic as it was a year ago. So, you know, both teams are going into this game with the intent of trying to get a good solid running game going. Ohio State, you know, only had less than 100 yards rushing at Wisconsin. They've got two freshmen who are really now more than ever kind of carrying the load for them. So, in Bo Jackson and Isaiah West. So I think the challenge is for both of them, but you know, Ryan Day and Brian Hartline both proved the last time out that they will just drop back and throw it to the best wide receiver tandem in college football this year, plus a tight end, plus running backs who can catch the ball out of the backfield. So it's curious to see how both these teams approach it tomorrow offensively.
It's hard to nitpick this team. I mean, they've done so many things right, but they've given up four touchdowns all year, the defense especially.
Hey, wait, let me interrupt you.
Yeah.
They've given up four touchdowns. They've only given up five field goals.
I guess I didn't look at it that way. Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's how good the defense has been. The other team has only scored 9 times.
How does it get better?
Defensively?
Yeah.
You're always looking for a shutout, and then you're always looking for keeping the team under so many yards a game. And basically, you know, the ultimate perfect game is, or no hitter, let's put it that way,
yeah,
for a defense would be no score and no first downs.
How about no yards? Let's throw that in there.
Well,
get the triple crown.
I mean, it's hard to believe you couldn't sneak for a yard, but yeah, I mean, but in the cumulative sense, if you sack them 8 times, 10 times, it takes away from whatever yards. But I digress. Bottom line is that would be an achievement like no other I've ever seen. But there are all kinds of ways you can go, and you also know the other side is scheming, man. I mean, they got everybody's had a little bit of success offensively against Ohio State in that first drive or that first possession, for want of another term. So that's been interesting, with the exception of maybe Washington, which had only punted twice, and then it punted the first 2 times it had the ball against Ohio State. So there you go. But yeah, defensively, just be as perfect as you could be, as marauding as you can be.
The legend Tim May joining us on the hotline, getting us ready for Penn State, Ohio State. You can always hear him.
By the way, when I think of marauding, the first two images that come to my mind are you two dudes.
Great, yes. We're the original marauders.
I bet y'all went on Beggar's Night last night as marauders.
Wait, was Beggar's Night in Columbus last night?
Well, it was where my two grandsons are. That's all I care about.
Oh, man. So you know what they can do, though? And I learned this earlier in the week, that they can re-gift that chocolate tonight if they need to give it out.
Absolutely.
On, yeah.
I mean, it was a very poor night in Upper Arlington. And
Upper Arlington is full Snickers all the way across the board. Come on.
Right. Except I was left in charge because I let my son and his wife, you know, watch them go around. And I think we had six beggars on a main road in Upper Arlington. So the weather was nasty.
Yeah, I'd go over to Grandview. I'm sure there's better candy over there. Just being
honest. No, there's not. No, people were dropping off their kids in the
of course.
In one part of Upper Arlington.
We talk about that.
Of course they do. You always bust into the nice neighborhoods.
There's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that.
What, having a road game on Halloween?
Yeah. Absolutely. Load up, kids. We're going where the big candy bars are.
Darn right.
Snickers. And not them little bitty one-bite Snickers. The big boys.
Yes, sir.
The El Grandes.
That's why
El Grandes, as they call them, in Tijuana. Yeah.
All right. What are you handing out at the house? We've already gone off the rails into here. I was going to end with this. What are you handing out?
Oh, we handed out those little bite-sized Snickers. And we never had anybody come to our house. We used to live out in the country. Now we live next to a big development, which, of course, you knew was going to happen with all the farm fields around us. And but they have never been able to find our yard, despite this big our house. Beggars have never found it, despite we're pretty obvious where we're located. So we're right in the corner of a roundabout. You know what I mean? And the beggars go elsewhere.
Oh, you're in Dublin then, because everything's a roundabout.
No,
in Dublin
we're in Hilliard.
Now. You're close.
We're not actually in Hilliard, but Hilliard now goes all the way around us. So we're in a an interesting. We're in the armpit of Hilliard, I guess is what you'd call it.
Ah, Toledo. I get it. I understand it.
No.
What?
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
4.5 acres and 2 horses, and people don't mess with us too much.
It's a good move.
What did we learn about the running game last time they played against Wisconsin and how that can get better?
Yeah. I kind of touched on that earlier for the viewers who are going, what's he asking that for again?
Yeah, no, I'm asking again because I'm still trying to figure it out.
On my podcast, I even addressed that, you know, near the end of it, is that I asked Ryan, you know, how tough is it, even though it's already happened? We've already seen Bo Jackson become the primary ground gainer when it comes to running, and then also the rise of Isaiah West, another freshman, last time out against Wisconsin. They turned into the two primary running game yardage gainers. And how tough is it to finally just give in to, like, you two freshmen are going to carry the load and stuff. And like he keeps pointing out, they need all four of those guys. C.J. Donaldson, who's their touchdown maker. Remember when Archie Griffin would get that close and then he'd send Pete in?
Yes.
They'd let Pete score the touchdown out of Robust T. kind of like that. But
did Archie get mad over that? I think he was just happy to be out there playing.
I asked Archie about that a long time ago, and I don't remember actually what his response was. But you know, Archie, man, he's one of the great individual people. About being a football player ever. And he didn't seem that messed up about it. And plus, it was a sure thing. I mean, why not send the big fella through the middle, right? But the bottom line is, with these guys, we've already seen the evolution from the offense. They are leaning more on those two freshman running backs than the two upperclassmen guys, James Peoples and C.J. Donaldson. And we'll see if that continues tomorrow. But I'm, like I said a while ago, I'm curious to see. They came out like an NFL team. Maybe, I don't know if people in Cleveland know what an NFL team actually looks like.
Oh, that hurts. Low blow.
I mean, they do face other NFL.
I mean, just
because
you have an NFL team in Columbus, stop.
Hey, exactly. Did I tell you, by the way, at the U.S. Open, hotel I stayed in this year was right across the street from PNC Park. It was the Residence Inn right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to two baseball games for the first time in a long time. And I remember going to the golf course the next day, telling one of the guys I was working with, one of the volunteers I was working with, and I said, yeah, I said, I went to Major League game last night for the first time in like 15 years since I was at a Cleveland Indians game with my younger son. And they go, wait a minute, did you go see the Pirates and the Marlins? And I went, yeah. He goes, well, that's not really a Major League Baseball game. Pa-dum-bum.
Wow.
But anyway, I digress.
That's why you have the Clippers.
Yes. Great yard to watch.
What was I even answering a minute ago?
I don't even know.
Where
was he going?
Tim, this team's Halloween a wagon. Candy? I got nothing.
I don't know. I watch that wide receiving core every week, and I'm like,
That was what I was
talking
about.
It's as good. I mean, it's as Tim. I hate to compare wide receiving cores from year to year at Ohio State, but Tate Smith and Ennis could go down. And I love Ennis, and I wish I would see him more. Oh, I'd love to see more Ennis.
There's a guy that you could see a lot more of tomorrow, for example. But but I'm telling you, the Penn State's going to have trouble matching up with all three of those guys tomorrow, just like everybody else does. But even Penn State will have trouble if they can protect Saiyan. And by the way, I got to go to the Alabama at
South Carolina
last week.
You didn't tell us about
what an atmosphere. Unbelievable. And but I got to see Ty Simpson play, and I'm zeroed in on him a lot. And Julian Saiyan is better than Ty Simpson. I'll just say that much about him.
Hmm.
And a much better just pure thrower of the ball. So, we could really be watching something really special here with Julian Saiyan in terms of not just the season, but in terms of people who get to go to the Heisman ceremony in December. Just keep your eye on Julian Saiyan. I know that's saying keep your eye on the sun. It's hot.
Well, will Ohio State make a push for him to win the Heisman? For Julian?
Here's the thing.
Jeremiah out there, too. They should be pushing for him, right? I mean, you were the guys that went out there and made pancakes for Orlando Pace, and they were selling magnets for him. So the school's got to push somebody, right?
I got in a big discussion with Anthony Rothman.
Of course I did.
Anyway, and then Dave Biddle. Mm-hmm. Got a big discussion with him on the pregame show, tailgate show, 2 weeks ago about that. They were talking about, Jeremiah this, and I said, guys, you got to understand, number one, Julian Saiyan is playing on the level to this moment from an accuracy standpoint never seen in major college football. He's completing over 80% of his passes. And number two, every time Jeremiah Smith has a good game, so does Julian Saiyan.
That's true.
But every time Jeremiah Smith has an average game, but Julian Saiyan throws to Carnell Tate like a couple of weeks ago or the week before that, Julian Saiyan has a good game. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the whammy that you run into from a candidate standpoint. Is Jeremiah Smith on a par like I've never seen before at wide receiver at Ohio State? Probably so. But so is Carnell Tate's right there too. But Julian Saiyan, I've never seen a quarterback start like this at Ohio State ever. And I've been covering it for 42 seasons. And before that, I was there during the Art Schleicher years and all that kind of stuff. No one's ever come out of the gate like Julian Saiyan.
All right, so if you're Jerry Emig, who is retiring at the end of the year, right? He's getting set to retire.
Yep.
Who's the great sports information director at Ohio State and a very, very good man. And they're coming to you and they're saying, well, we got to promote someone for the Heisman.
Yeah.
Well, who are you saying?
Well, I don't know. Here's the thing about Ohio State. You don't have to promote. It's self-promoting. I mean, Julian Saiyan was on nobody's list at the beginning of the year. Nobody's list, because he wasn't even named the starter until the very first game, the first week of the first game.
Hmm.
or week and a half before the first game. And now he's like at the top of the list. If not, you know, I think Diego Pavia is having a hell of a year, and a couple other guys are having tremendous years. But Julian Sain is now in the considered in the top three, maybe number one on some boards after last week when Ty Simpson didn't look that great.
All right, so, gentlemen.
You just let it happen. Eddie George just let it happen. The only, thing, the only guy That's I remember them promoting was Orlando Pace when they had the pancake. Remember the pancake magnets, which I thought were great?
Yeah, I think I still have one somewhere.
I think he finished second or third in the Heisman voting that year. But, you know, he's still to this day and will continue to be the greatest offensive lineman I've ever seen play.
Oh, so, I thought he was just a great pancake eater in Sandusky.
No. Dude, he was making blocks. He'd make blocks. He'd pancake it and get up and make a block 30 yards down the field.
It was unbelievable.
This guy played offensive football as an offensive lineman. It was such a joy to watch. Crazy.
What were you going to say?
Still hard to believe they lost that last regular season game against Michigan that year, but in 96. But it is what it is.
Didn't somebody slip and fall on a big play there? Keep going.
Hey, I was just
going
to toss out that.
I don't know that. They still led the game at that point. So that's they were still up 9-7. The reason they got beat is because they didn't score a point in the second half.
Well, that's true, too. You're right.
Our friends at FanDuel have Julian Sain at 4-1 to win the Heisman. Fernando Mendoza, the only person with higher odds. So
really?
It seems like it's tracking that way.
What are we, if these two ships, like one just entered Lake Superior from Duluth and the other just came out of the Sioux Locks, but they're on a collision course, and it's Indiana and Ohio State for the first weekend in December in Indianapolis. So much could be riding on that game. It's unbelievable.
I'm here for it, buddy.
I'm going to vote for Bo Jackson. So that's just me because I'm a homer.
It's Fernando Mendoza.
Thank you. All that time in Texas paid off for you.
That's exactly right. I took Spanish, 2 years in high school and like a year or so in college, and that's still about all I could do is right there.
Okay. Yo soy, Timothy. Yo soy. Goodbye.
Yo soy, mi amigo.
Goodbye, Tim. Thank you. Bye. Tim Bay Podcast with Clay Hall. Make sure you check it out.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Other sports books just don't hit right.
But fan cash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.